that people were so desperate to get through that day that they behaved.
And I think it shows that that resolve was there and it wouldn't be taken off track by any outside influences.
People were standing in line, irrespective of race,
yellow, black, white.
As they began talking to each other, they discovered, hey, this person is human like me.
Just look at this queue. Look at the way we are together. There's no distinction of class or race or anything.
Anything can happen to me after this. I don't mind. As long as I've cast my vote.
It was my first election that I voted in. I felt like I was lucky enough in my life to live through history.
Throughout the day, you got overwhelmed by emotions.
The sense that you're standing on the brink of history.
South Africa's youth are meant to be the beneficiaries of the post-apartheid era. Indeed, some of them were born in a period where the entire system of grand apartheid had already dissolved. Today, they are the most sought-after social grouping for political parties, as their votes could have a major impact on the political landscape, particularly in the upcoming elections. The challenges they face today in relation to the challenges the youth had in apartheid are very different. Yet the struggle is no less important. In fact, seeing that they are the future leaders of this country, it is imperative that South Africans ensure that the youth of today benefit in a way that honors all that was fought for by previous generations. Now this file report seeks to outline the challenges faced by the youth, the way these issues inform their political views, and the likely effect on the youth's voting patterns in the upcoming local government elections.
IEC Vice Chairperson Terry Tsalane says the election body is ready for the upcoming local government elections.
The South African Police Service say they are ready for the upcoming local government elections next month.
The word youth has been defined as the population between the ages of 15 and 35, or according to the National Youth Policy between 2009 and 2014, those between the ages of 14 and 35. Now it's significant that the social group now contains the born frees, or people born after 1994, and hence after the dawn of democracy.
I feel that I'm a freedom baby, and what my ancestors fought for, I'm their product.
We can't say that the impact of apartheid are almost insignificant when we're still feeling the repercussions 20 years after apartheid.
And I think that, you know, we as South Africans expect better. We want the best for our country.
The youth experiences numerous challenges that have an impact on the way they position themselves and on their worldview.
I think the government has been failing people so much, and people are getting angry every time, and that anger is building and building to people. So people, in fact, early this year, people were mobilizing. People from Cape Town, they were like, we don't have housing, and it's been so long that the government has been promising us, saying next year we'll build houses. The only time that they come here is when they know that they are voting. There will be votes maybe in 2 months, in 3 months' time. They come here and then they promise everyone to say, you know what, we'll build you houses. And people get so excited and then they vote. And then after that, it does not happen.
Now in the year of 2011, the youth made up almost 72% of the South African unemployed group of 4.2 million. While Stats SA has given the number of unemployed youth between the ages of 15 and 24 years of age at close to 1.42 million. Now little wonder that the youth may feel despondent about their and the country's future.
I'm actually really excited to vote this year. So I just feel that I'm a freedom baby, and what my ancestors fought for, I'm their product. And it is, like I said, like they say, that your vote is a selfish thing that you may do, may have. So I feel that really that I owe it to those that fought back then for my freedom to vote.
I'm really optimistic about voting in this election. I've looked forward to participating within the election and exercising my democratic rights since I was in primary school. Voting is a huge task. It's also a huge responsibility, and it's something that we as all South Africans should take part in, especially as young people. You look at the African continent, 70% of the African continent's population are under 30, so basically the future of Africa and South Africa relies on our shoulders and what we do at our
own. In an article quoted in the Daily Maverick, one author noted that young people are vulnerable to many health risks. Racism and discrimination remain serious concerns. teenage pregnancy.
It causes a lot of problems like school dropouts, unemployment, and it's going to affect them in the near future. And it's going to also affect their babies. So I think they should, it's going to like really motivate them to do something else rather than going to the teenage pregnancy.
Alcoholism and drugs are a massive threat. And so is suicide. Now, politicians fail to recognize the many challenges that can define the lives of a diverse South African youth. And yet, it is the wide scale of challenges that cause some of the problems that they are so concerned about. End quote. Now, from this, it is evident that the struggles of the youth encompass numerous experiences. The fact that some young people fall prey to drugs or alcohol, or give up looking for work, or turn to crime, may give the impression that youth generally have no interest in politics, and that they are apathetic, apolitical, and uninterested. For some, this may be so, but there are also thousands of strong, vibrant young people who actively challenge the circumstances they are faced with.
To be honest, I am very, very disappointed. I've studied history as well, and looking at how these our political leaders, the former political leaders, the radical political leaders, Nelson Mandela, Oliver Tambo, Walter Sisulu, how they fought and fought for this freedom, and other people as well who have lost their lives so that we may live in a free country one day. And I look at those kind of things and I see the opposite. I see, you know, what you can find now in the parliament, it's only corruption. You know, that drives me so crazy. Everyone will be equal, where economically, in everything, the way people will be the same. But it does not happen.
Now, one must also note that the youth have increasingly been a part of the many protests occurring across the country. Namely, the fees must fall and roads must fall.
Don't
this narcotic state has stopped to present students as a bunch of hooligans, a bunch of rascals, you know, who have got nothing, no real legitimate struggle to wage.
Students are protesting about the high amount of fees. If you exclude me financially, where else must I go?
Now this shows that on the one hand, the frustration over issues of service delivery, and on the other, their willingness to take a stand and to demand change.
Many South Africans hope that the end of apartheid would mean a better life for all and plenty of jobs. Some feel that hasn't happened and they're disillusioned.
There are various issues that may influence and inform the voting pattern of the South African youth. Their way of thinking, their circumstances and the larger environment generate their attitudes and perceptions. Now the South African Reconciliation Barometer noted in their ticking time bomb or democratic dividend that youth and reconciliation in South Africa would consider supporting a different political party than the one preferred by most of their friends and family. I spoke to independent political analyst Ralph Matecha.
The ancestral, and I think they are much more impressed by the younger leaders, because those are the leaders that, you know, educated leaders, speak that kind of language, and those leaders are capable of agitating the younger people. So They will most likely take their votes to this younger led parties, but still it's a very insignificant number. So I don't think it will change the tide. It might be signaling something interesting in the future, but not for now.
Now this shift in thinking suggests an important change in attitudes. However, it should not be overlooked that there will be many who feel that an embedded and internalized support for parties which represent their racial ethnic identity. And it must also be noted that the influence of the older generation may have much more of an effect on the youth than expected. Now, young people in today's world connect through several new channels, such as Twitter, Facebook. Now, they are loaded, sometimes overloaded, with information from all sides, but in particular from other youth who also engage through these networks. They are thus heavily influenced and informed by things that their peers are interested in, and this will likely have an impact on the way they decide to vote. Now, the negatives about South Africa's youth are often highlighted, from drug abuse, their involvement in crime, their apathetic attitude towards important issues, etc. But this is far more from being the whole truth about our young people. And a recent survey showed that young South Africans emerge as interested, aware, and engaged in political matters to the same extent as their elders. Now, these results pose a convincing challenge to representations depicting youth as disengaged or lost. Now, we should become self-reinforcing, as myself being a young person may decide not to participate in a system that tells us that we are disengaged and lost. And if they portray us as uninterested and apathetic, we may begin behaving this way. Now, there are other indications that the youth take political issues seriously, and according to the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, the level of trust in politicians amongst youth is declining. Almost half of young people do not trust South Africa's leaders, and it's also clear that corruption, and with the lack of quality leadership, focuses on the good of ordinary citizens. Now, the generation of youth that will vote in the upcoming elections is well aware of its duty to be active citizens. A recent study shows that youth are not as apathetic as believed, and they are politically conscious. However, they tend to veer towards engagement with civil society groups, rather than support the broad mandate of a political party.
If you promise me that I'm going to deliver, I expect you to deliver. Like, I expect you to come, like, to show that, okay, this is what I promised you guys. I'm going to build you guys houses, and like, toilets or whatever. Employment. I feel like there's just a lot of people, a lot of youth, especially who do not have that.
No, those two parties stop like fighting or whatever problem is it between them, then I'll decide which one I'm going to vote.
Now, despite the fact that the 2014 statistics may be important in assessing how the 23 to 35 year olds of 2016 will vote, it is essential to note that these figures do not necessarily tell us anything about how the 18 to 23 year olds will vote in the upcoming elections. Now, the fact that the birth took place at a time in South African history that saw democracy realized means that it is necessary to look at the born frees through different lenses. They are the group least affected by the injustices of apartheid, and have few, if any, memories of violence and oppression of that era. Another study throws up an alarming fact that 35% of the 18 to 30 year old grouping feels that they would rather refrain from voting than choose one of the existing parties. Now, if the 18 to 30 year olds account for over 35% of the total voters, while the subgrouping between the ages of 18 to 24 account for 22% of the possible voting bloc, it's evident what a difference the youth could make the validity of our elections should they choose to withhold their ballots. Now, the upcoming elections have had much media attention, and the youth are one of the prime focuses, since their vote is not only valuable, but may reflect a shift in terms of voting patterns. Now, this can be attributed to the fact that the born frees are now part of this voting bloc, and may not follow the party loyalties of older generations. But the challenges facing youth do not play themselves out only in electoral politics. They manifest themselves socially as well. And recently, former Reserve Bank Governor Tito Mboweni, echoing the National Development Plan, referred to the youth as the ticking time bomb. The NDP also describes that the South African youth as our single greatest risk to social stability. Now, concerns have been raised about the large number of youth who have not registered for the polls. Now, while many South Africans have the opportunity to reshape the socio-economic and political future of the country, it's believed approximately 9.1 million citizens who are not registered on the voters' roll count for more than 80% of youth. Now, Matega says that the youth's vote still remains exceptionally elusive in South Africa.
Look, it's not new, first of all, that the youth do not register in higher number and they do not show up in higher number in the elections. We know in South Africa that younger people do not really participate very much. So even if they're raising the concerns about the fish mask thing, what is new is the reason they are giving for these perhaps. But the behavior, their attitude and the pattern show that these are the people who actually never really get so inspired to vote. I don't know, the reason is because they don't have confidence in the political system, or they prefer to bargain in a different way, like in a, by way of engaging in the protest and so forth. But, you know, the trend in South Africa is that being a youthful nation that we are, and having unemployment highly concentrated among the youth, which some people are saying about 70% of the unemployed actually are the youth. So if you look within that, it's just worrying that these are the people who have do not see voting as something that will lead to them achieving the results that they would want.
And he believes that political parties do not have a strategy to activate the youth.
I've never seen a good strategy to feed the youth. You see, you can throw a bash in a stadium, you know, called Black, feed a stadium called Black Coffee and fill up the stadium and distribute food, Nando's, whatever you do, KFC, streetwise. That does not amount to a strategy to activate the youth vote. You need to begin to talk to them. You need to begin to talk to them in before the election, in the middle of election. Actually, for the strategy of the youth to gain traction, in my view, after the election, you need to start working towards the next election and make sure that you reach out to them. I haven't seen that. And another fact is that if you do the calculations, if you add the number of politicians in South Africa, you add their years together, divided by that number, you get the number that is 61. What that means is that the average age of a leader in South Africa is 61 years old. That's hardly a good figure or a good face to assist the youth in the first place.
As South Africans, that is the most important thing. And if young people can just instill their pride back in their country, then, you know, we can move forward. We have a bright future forward. And I feel that amongst me and my friends, I mean, we see ourselves as South Africans. And that's what makes us proud. And that's what instills the pride back in us. So for other young people, for the other born friends that's not registered, and, you know, they're just throwing a blind eye, if you can just think back, sit back, and think, I'm a South African. You know, and there's many people that kind of want to be South Africans, but you are South African, so you need to instill that pride back into your country as a young born free.
Young people are more than simply a potential vote. They are struggling dreamers hoping for a better South Africa. They don't need sympathy, they need solidarity. And South Africans at large should stand with the youth, not engage with them through a discourse that looks down on them, not try to make them conform to what society expects them to be, or make them vote for the parties or their parents, but rather value and encourage their ability to actively change society when allowed to. For the upcoming local government elections 2016, I'm Hamdi Min reporting for Radio Islam News.